We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And it is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David is off on extended leave. He will be receiving the Medal of Honor at a ceremony this coming Tuesday at the White House. And by the way, those of you who called in for the How Do We Honor David Bellavia's Service program, I thought this was all taken care of, but apparently it has not been. And we are appealing to you to help those of David's fellow soldiers' families, especially the ones who did not have a loved one coming home alive from Iraq. We are raising money. Well, actually, there's a GoFundMe page that is raising money, and we are simply alerting you to it so that David's comrades in arms can travel to Washington, D.C. for David's Medal of Honor ceremony on Tuesday. And if you want to access the GoFundMe page, it's easily done. Just go to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page and knock yourself out. Now, does anybody know this Donald Fagen song? Is it Fagen or Steely Dan? I'd recognize that voice anywhere, I think. Boy, if it's not Donald Fagen, I'm going to be really embarrassed. Got the horns, got the guitar. All right, they're doing the sound checks here, and you're saying, wow, that's kind of an interesting radio studio you work at, Tom. Well, it is, but we actually happen to be broadcasting live from Gateway Park in the city of Tonawanda. We're broadcasting from a location in the park known as The Hub. Now, why would we be broadcasting from such a place? It is because starting at 6 o'clock tonight, there will be live music in the city of Tonawanda. The live music is going to feature the sounds of A-List starting at 6 o'clock tonight, and then at 8 o'clock, Nerds Gone Wild. They will take to the stage 8 o'clock tonight on WBEN, but here at Gateway Park. So if you want to check out some great live music, get yourself down here. There is food for sale. There are drinks for sale, but the concert itself is free. There's not a cover charge. So A-List starts at 6 o'clock, and then Nerds Gone Wild starts at 8 o'clock. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, I've heard about the Nerds. I really haven't heard about A-List. Gee, they must not be any good. Are you kidding me? I had a chance to see A-List play at New Year's Eve, and A-List, extremely talented musicians, and they are absolutely out of this world. So if you get here early and you get here in time for A-List, you are going to thank me for the recommendation, okay? So the music gets underway starting at 6 o'clock tonight with A-List and then Nerds Gone Wild at 8 o'clock right here at Gateway Park in the city of Tonawanda. It's not on the North Tonawanda side of the canal. It is on the city of Tonawanda side of the canal. So definitely get yourself down here and check it out. Also, I mentioned the GoFundMe page to help David's soldiers and David's comrade in arms get down to Washington, D.C. for the Medal of Honor ceremony on Tuesday. Also, another housekeeping note, the Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns, is going to be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock to the 1791 Society, and that is going to be at the Weber VFW post in Lackawanna. I think it's in Southwestern in Lackawanna. Or do I have that mistaken? I've got something mistaken. Something doesn't sound right. It's at the Weber VFW post. Mickey Kearns at 7 o'clock tonight will be talking about driver's licenses for illegals, going to be talking about some legal actions he is contemplating against New York State and Governor Cuomo, and he's going to be taking your questions as well. That'll be Mickey Kearns tonight, 7 o'clock at the Weber VFW post. I'll get you the exact street address in just a little bit, but I'm pretty sure you'd know how to Google that yourself. It is 12 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So what's new from Albany on the weed front? Well, here's what's new from Albany on the weed front. Yes, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. It sounded like Edwin Starr, but it is not Ringo, but Edwin Starr. Absolutely nothing. Doesn't look like they're going to legalize marijuana this session of the New York State Legislature. And my question to you is, should marijuana be legalized? should marijuana be legalized? But I'm really curious as to the number of heads we have. Well, that's what we used to call them back in the 70s. And we used to divide the high school and junior high school up into the jocks and the heads. You were either a jock or you were a head. The jocks were the athletes, and the heads were the ones in the denim jackets and the long hair coming in redolent of marijuana smoke. Because even though it was criminal, or it wasn't as, shall we say, permissible back then as it is now, there was still quite a bit. But I do find it – oh, we're asking you guys. I want to find out how many of the Bowerly and Bellavia audience, how many of you are weed smokers? How often do you smoke weed? Do you not smoke weed? We might have a whole bunch of people who don't smoke weed in the audience, and I'm not talking to anybody who really cares, in which case I can move on to some other stuff. But I want to find out if you are a weed smoker, and we're going to have to move this table back because the hair keeps getting blown right into my mouth. If you are a weed smoker, how often do you smoke? You've been smoking for how long? And is it really BS? Because I think it's BS that marijuana is a gateway drug. I never bought that argument. I will never buy that argument because it's stupid. Because if you really want to find the ultimate gateway drug, it's alcohol. Anybody I've ever known who smoked marijuana, they all started with alcohol. Anybody I know who has moved on to the harder stuff, they've all started with alcohol. And when I say moved on, we're talking about even people who just experimented with other stuff. 803, well, how many times did they experiment? Well, that remains a viable question. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. That lovely gagging sound was the sound of my hair being blown to the back of my throat, because we just can't have a sunny day without having wind peaking, you know, blowing around here. All right, let's get right to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. This is Mike in Hamburg. Mike, you're on. Hello.
Good afternoon. I like your subject. I wish it was passed. For the last 40 years, I guess I've been branded a criminal for having possession of marijuana. I'm gainfully employed 42 years straight on the verge of retirement, and it's still not passed.
No, it is still not passed. And we talked about this in the first hour of the show, sir, but I happen to believe the reason it is not passed is because they're still trying to figure out how to whack up the dough.
Absolutely. It's always down to the greenbacks. I agree.
Always about the money. Always about the effing money.
And also, if they do make it legal and they make a higher price, I'm going back to where the problem is when you get older, Tom. I know you're younger than I am. Your contacts are gone. You don't know where the hell to get it from.
Well, hypothetically speaking, speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, I got 10, 11 years on you.
I mean, I'm sure I could make a phone call. In fact, I know I could make a phone call and score if I really wanted to.
Yeah, well, share the knowledge. This is insane.
Well, that's a hypothetical.
I walk around the Bills games looking for anybody who's, well, whatever.
You really need to come out and see the Nerds Gone Wild sometime.
I might have to do that.
You know, do you get out at all? I mean, do you go to any of the music venues?
No, I'm sorry. Too old, too married.
Yeah, well, you're not. Look, dude, you're not too old for music. You might as well pack it in then.
Hey,
you might as well turn your head to the wall and throw your skirts over your heads.
Excuse me, I'm the biggest Steely Dan fan in the world. Okay, next to you maybe, but I got you by 11 years, and I've listened to them before you were even allowed to go outside.
Yeah, probably.
Of them, and it has nothing to do with my topic except that. Make it legal, please. There's thousands of people out there longing, and they're all branded as criminals.
So you're telling me that you've been smoking weed for like 40 years?
Yes, sir.
But you have lost your contacts. You've lost your connection. You can't score right now.
I've gone through a dozen contacts. They're all either fading out or moved away. I have no disconnected phone numbers. What do you do?
Have you ever been pinched?
No, sir. Oh, God, no. Thank God. No.
No. Well, that's good. Have you, you could get a medical marijuana card, but somehow it's just not quite the same.
I am trying because I am I suffer from an ailment that I go to a doctor, psychiatrist, whatever. And I asked him about it. He told me where, but he wasn't about to, I'll do it on myself. But, I'm an OCD person for 40 some years. Forget it, 50 years.
Oh, I think I might have you beaten on the OCD thing because, hypothetically speaking, when friends who are out invite me to smoke their marijuana with them, I never will do that because it is against the law, and I happen to have a public job. The last thing I need is some video of me smoking weed on the internet, so I'm sure glad I stay away from that.
I hear you. I hear you completely, and I'm not out in the public. I do it at home when I'm allowed to. When I'm allowed to, I have to go in a freaking garage. Like a dog.
Wait, is this because you're married and your wife doesn't want the skunk in the house?
Absolutely.
Well, I can't blame her on that.
400 miles away.
I wonder how many houses like the National Fuel meter readers walk into and they walk out of it smelling like a bong.
You know, I don't do that either. I'm very old-fashioned, a one-hitter, that's it, a few tokes, done, finished.
Now, a one-hitter, as I understand it, sir, that would be a bowl or a device for holding enough marijuana for exactly one hit or drag of the pipe. Is that correct?
It's a one-hitter. It's a, what do they call it, a dugout?
Well, I wouldn't know the nomenclature, sir.
I found it online. I had to order it from Denver. This is absurd.
Yes, I've been told, a little voice in my head said, it is a.k.a. a dugout.
There you go.
But I'm also told that you can use the, you know, paper towel roll, the cardboard from a paper towel roll or a toilet tissue roll. If you cut out a circle in that and then put tin foil over it and tape it to the device and poke little holes in it, that can double in a pinch as a receptacle for marijuana smoking.
As a matter of fact, friend told me once you can do it with an apple.
I would have to go, I'd have to ask somebody else about that, but I don't see any reason why you couldn't.
They did exactly what you said. Put the aluminum foil in, drill a hole right down the core, and enjoy yourself.
I'm told it does not work well.
I don't know. I don't care. I just, when I need it, I need it. I don't care if it's an apple or a pumpkin.
Yeah. You can tell how seriously I take the marijuana scourge. In other words, not seriously at all. I think it ought to be legalized. I think this hemming and hawing in Albany is stupid, and it's so transparently all about how New York State can make as much money off of it as possible.
Absolutely.
And by the way, they're also going to have to bring other situations into the 2019 area. I don't think somebody should lose a job. If pot is legal in New York State, I don't think somebody should be prohibited from being hired in most jobs or prohibited from keeping a job if they test positive for weed any more than if they test positive for alcohol. Clearly, we don't want our pilots flying when they're drunk, but does it really matter if your pilot smoked a joint the night before?
Absolutely. Well, I don't want to go that far, but 42 years steadily employed. Everything is fine. Knock it off, guys. Cut it out. Somebody did this back in the 1920s to make their own money. I believe it was the Hearst family, but I don't want to get into that.
Hearst. Say that name, and I want to say one word in response, but I can't say it on the radio yet. All right, thanks very much. I'm glad you called in, sir. Good luck to you, and I hope you find a contact. It is 20 minutes. I can't help him. 20 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Can't or won't, Tom? Can't. Now, this is a day and a day to enjoy. So should marijuana be legalized? They're still trying to figure things out in Albany. Anybody who wants to disagree with my premise that the reason it's taking so long for Albany to figure things out is they're trying to figure out how New York State can get its grubby little fingers over as much money as is going to be generated by the legalization of marijuana. And the Hearst reference, those who watch HBO's Deadwood, of course, it hasn't been on the air in over 10 years, except for the Deadwood movie, which came out on May 31st. You understand fully the word I would have used, and because it's just a gut-level, visceral reaction to hearing anything about Hearst. All right, Swidgen, let's go to Rick in Elma on WBEN. Rick, hello.
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you. Good subject today.
Well, hang die.
A couple of thoughts on it. Why I don't really don't want to see it legalized in New York is because this state sucks. Anything they propose is a bad idea. But secondly, too, when you're right about alcohol and what it leads to. I lost a brother to cirrhosis of the liver, and it starts with alcohol, and he did glue sniffing, and he did drugs, and there's just too many weak people out there that can't handle that. And, the thought being, too, well, hey, what's the problem now? It's legal. We can blow a joint, hop in the car. Nah, it's just adding to the whole thing. But another point I really wanted to make, Tom, was where New York State, if they legalize this, and like I say, it's all a tax and money grab. Jesus, the state, it just sucks. But at the same time, they're going to try to sell this pot at $300 an ounce. And, yeah, I understand that I guess the way they grow it now, it's 25 times more powerful and everything. But I got to tell you, I used to smoke regularly marijuana when I was in my 20s. I've smoked it very, very sporadically now. I'm mid-60s. But the thing is, if I know enough people that I could call and I could buy an ounce of pot that will get me high, and an ounce could last me for a year, and it could be 50 or 60 bucks. So I don't care. You can, you know, strengthen it 25 times, but I'm still going for the 50 or 60 unless New York State's going to offer coupons on it.
Coupons on weed?
But it really is ridiculous. And
I mean, New York State has got to figure out the marketplace. They're going to have to be competitive with the existing marketplace for weed.
And I don't see it ever happening, Tom, because in almost all the stories that you read from any of the states in that, they very, very seldom mention what they're selling this pot for. But what parts I've picked up is anywhere from $200 to $300, depending on the strain that you want. And you know, when it comes right down to it, yeah, I would still smoke a joint from time to time, and that's fine.
But you just got through telling me that it's going to lead to glue sniffing and everything else.
Well, no. Actually, that was more the lead. As you said, the gateway drug is alcohol. And I know enough people who are weak with alcohol and everything else and shouldn't be trusted with that. What's more, let's get
I share. We got to take a break. Hold on if you got something else that you want to add into this. And, guys, we're coming up to one of those parts of the show where I'll have, like, a lot of time to take your telephone calls without interruption. So if you want to get on board now, that's fine. Or as the break wraps up after 4:30, if you want to get on board, that's cool, too. Oh, baby. Well, my peeps are filing in. Just talked to several of the nerds. Nerds Gone Wild, of course. And if you're wondering, hey, why does it sound like Tom is doing a show from outside? It's because I am doing a show from outside. It is live from Gateway Park in Tonawanda, and it is Nerds Gone Wild. And they're going to take to the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. But before Nerds Gone Wild, it is A-List. And A-List, a sensational bunch of musicians. They do songs that everybody knows. And I know that you're going to be very, very impressed by A-List. I know I was on New Year's Eve. And I actually didn't have to be carried out on a stretcher this year for New Year's Eve, which is always good because it was 3 weeks after my heart surgery, the New Year's Eve heading into 2018. That didn't end well for your buddy, Tom. Nobody ever told me that I was anemic and that I couldn't drink what I usually drink without adverse side effects. That was highly unfortunate. Anyway, very much unfortunate for the good people at Banchetti's, who at least got me out of the main drag of people so I could at least be in private when I was in misery. Anyway, hi. Hi is kind of what we're talking about today, but before we get into that, the show tonight here at Gateway is absolutely free. It's on the city of Tonawanda side. There is some road work and construction going on around town, so obviously build that into your driving plans, but the music itself is free. Food and beverages are for sale. A-List takes to the stage at 6 o'clock. Nerds Gone Wild takes to the stage at 8 o'clock. And also, we have a GoFundMe page that we've linked up to at the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page. And the reason for the GoFundMe page is we are trying to help out David Bellavia's buddies who are trying to get down to the Medal of Honor ceremony, which is going to be this coming Tuesday at the White House in Washington. And a lot of the guys with whom David fought, or the families of those who didn't make it back alive, for them, it is an incredible hardship and financial imposition. They want to be there to support David Bellavia, but on the other hand, if they do it, some of them are going to be financially wiped out. So if you can help, by all means, go to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page and click on the link to the GoFundMe page. And actually, somebody had suggested this as a way to honor David Bellavia, and I thought it was all taken care of, but I was misinformed. It's only happened once before in my entire life. And you can definitely make a donation to help defray the costs of the trip to Washington. So David's friends, his closest friends, and the people with whom he served are going to be able to see David awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump at the ceremony on Tuesday. Of course, we'll have full coverage of the David Bellavia Medal of Honor ceremony coming up this coming Tuesday. And I shall be manning the fort here at the radio station along with Sandy Beach. Somebody has to stay back. Somebody has to guard the station while everybody else is gone. Anyway, The other thing I want to mention is Mickey Kearns is going to be talking about illegal immigrants and driver's licenses tonight. It is the 1791 Society. That event is taking place at the Weber Post of the VFW, and it starts at 7 o'clock. So if you want to find out what Mickey Kearns plans to do vis-a-vis Governor Cuomo and the state legislature, 7 o'clock tonight, the Weber VFW Post, Mickey Kearns is going to be talking before the 1791 Society, and you are invited. You don't have to be a member of the 1791 Society to show up and hear your county clerk give his remarks. Right now, we're talking about you, you stoned individuals, you. It does not look like we're going to see any action at all on legalizing marijuana in New York State. Now, you have to understand, I'm a radical when it comes to drugs and drug legalization. I happen to believe that in a free country or so-called free country, if you want to put something into your body, as long as you don't get behind the wheel when you do, if you want to do anything at all, to me, that is between you, it is between your body, and it is between you, your body, and your physician. I don't believe that drugs ever should have been a criminal justice matter. And one of the issues, I mean, if you know, you talk about organized crime. The reason organized crime became a multi-billion dollar enterprise in the United States goes back to the alcohol prohibition, which was the case for most of the roaring 20s. And just like we see the cartels today with pot and cocaine and everything else, there is the alcohol cartels that developed in places like Buffalo, the big corny mob, the mafia, and other organized crime entities. In Chicago, probably the best known prohibition city across America, you had Al Capone and his pretty much Italian mob going against Dini O'Banion and the pretty much Irish mob of the north side, and they basically used to take turns killing each other. And the reason they killed each other is because you had a product that people wanted. People were paying a premium for that product, and for the pushers of the product, the people like O'Banion and like Capone, they wanted to get their product into bars, speakeasies, to sell it at ridiculous prices, charging the bar keeps ridiculous amounts of money for a barrel of bad beer, for example, and then the barkeeps in turn would sell it to customers. People wanted to drink. The government made drinking illegal. Did it stop people from drinking? No. All it did was it gave an entirely new line of endeavor to the underworld, and from that, the underworld moved into legitimate business. Like anybody else, they want to launder their money, and they didn't have enough banks to store all the illicit money. So if you want to end the cartels overnight, at least in terms of their income from illegal drugs, make the drugs legal. You sell them at the government level. You make sure they are pure, and you make sure they are regulated, which, by the way, also does away with accidental overdoses in terms of not knowing the purity of what you're putting into your body and not knowing that what you're putting into your body has not been laced with poisonous fentanyl. So there are so many problems that we could... it starts the addiction problem. Well, let me ask you a question. If you're not already doing it, if I put a pound of cocaine in front of you, would you touch it? No, you wouldn't. You would not touch it. If I put 88 doses of LSD in front of you, are you going to take it? No, you're probably not going to take it. There are those who will, and those who decide that they want to go down that road. I don't know. It seems to me the death sentence is a little bit too hard, and it seems to me that it is an issue that they would best discuss with their own doctor and their own conscience, and I don't think we ought to be locking people up for what they decide to put into their own bodies, but I told you at the beginning that my views on this are rather radical. But actually, people like William F. Buckley, the great conservative thinker, and George Shultz, former Secretary of State, they are in agreement with me, and there are organizations of law enforcement people, by the way, law enforcement against prohibition, that shares my views on the drug situation in the United States. It's not like, I mean, it is radical and it is unusual, but it's certainly not unprecedented or without peer. Here is Mike in Buffalo. Somebody's grilling burgers and they smell really good. Mike, you're on WBEN. Welcome. Mike, should weed be legalized in New York State?
Well, yeah, it should be, I think. Although I don't think, you know, in reality, it should have ever been illegalized. I just don't think that the government should have a hand in it, in its, you know, regular grown form at all.
You say in its regular grown form as opposed to what, the cartridges with the vaping stuff?
Yeah, I think the way it should be, government regulation should happen in any way is if it's the form is changed to a, you know, some sort of synthetic form, or like a previous caller said, it's concentrated or something.
Okay, fair enough.
So, and then, you know, and then, like, America was founded by, you know, one of the founders, you know, one of the main characters there, George Washington. He smoked a peace pipe with the natives. And
what was in the peace pipe, though? I mean, are we talking Colombian weed, or are we talking tobacco? My guess would be more inclined toward tobacco.
I mean, what causes peace, right? So, also, he had his own whiskey distillery.
Well, and a lot of the early pioneers did. I mean, we didn't have Premier on the corner to go to for our spirits. A lot of these people distilled their own.
That, you know, we're grown-ups and working class people. That's kind of like smoking cigarettes even and having a few beers. That's what working class men in America, you know, always, you know, they did for decades and decades. And so, you know, you take that away and you know, what do people have, you know, Prozacs? You know?
Well, I mean, on the other hand, let me just take the avocatus diaboli perspective here for just a moment. I don't know that it's really good for anybody. I wouldn't impose a law on it, but just as an existential question, who wants to walk around baked all the time?
No, I completely agree with that. But I think that's an excess, you know? And I think that's an excess of people that would use it just, you know, you look, like I said, you know, we have passed as our teacher, and those are just working class people. Just generally, it wasn't something people are addicted to. It wasn't something that people, you know, obviously were destroying themselves with. But, you know, I mean.
But I think people can destroy themselves with anything, whether it is legal alcohol, whether it is legal weed, legal cocaine, anything. People can destroy themselves.
No, I understand. Right. Exactly. But if you swim, you might drown, too.
Well, this is true, and people also destroy themselves with bad food. I mean, how many people have you seen destroy their bodies because they just kept pounding down the fatty foods?
Yeah, I mean, people...
There's a million and one ways to die.
They don't survive, usually, those encounters, and the tree, we don't all of a sudden ban trees.
No, I definitely hear what you're saying. So you would like to see marijuana legalized and the other drugs legalized as well?
Well, you know, again, not legalized. I think marijuana only in its natural form as far as non-regulated. But other things that are, you know.
Well, how about the people who prefer to vape? Now, my understanding of vaping is what you're getting is the oil from the cannabis plant. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Yes, that is correct. You're getting the oil and you're vaping the weed oil. And I'm told it is somewhat more concentrated than is the normal marijuana, although I suppose that really depends on the concentration levels of THC in the weed from which it is distilled.
I just think anything, if you change its form from its naturally grown form, then that's the only regulation that should occur. Because then, you know, then you are playing with concentration levels and perhaps, you know, I mean, it will have other effects than you know, what are thought to be common effects, you know.
All right, talk to your friend Tom here. Are you a weed smoker, sir?
No, not anymore.
You're not a weed smoker? Geez, all that preamble, I thought for sure you were going to tell me you just got baked.
No, but, you know, I mean, from my past, I never found it to be particularly, you know, harmful or... you know, something that wasn't, you know, in the context that me and the people, you know, who were sharing in that were doing, it wasn't, there was never any problems, there was never any real issues, so.
Well, I've tried it, and I'm not saying that I listened to Queen's Night at the Opera with headphones about 88 times, but I may have listened to Queen's Night at the Opera with headphones about 88 times.
And you don't do it then, do you?
Well, of course not, because it's against the law.
Then. Well,
I would never say that I did anything against the law. That would be so wrong and amoral. It would make me a bad American, a bad citizen, a bad taxpayer. New York State might not even want my tax money if I were to say that I did. I mean, that's, you know, you got to level with people here. I'm glad you called in. Thank you very much. But, you know, again, folks, for as, I guess, as conservative as I am, because ultimately, what is a conservative? It's somebody who doesn't want the government butting in where government oughtn't to butt in. As a conservative, I do have concerns about people getting stoned and driving. I think that is a legitimate concern that can be expressed. And as of right now, they're still working on ways to assist law enforcement in separating the wheat from the chaff in terms of who is too stoned to drive. That's something that really has got to be worked out, I think, a little bit better, because if you smoke enough weed, you really shouldn't be behind the wheel. If you smoke any weed, you shouldn't be behind the wheel. One of the problems is it does stay in your body for a long period of time, and there's a difference between having it in your body and actually being stoned, from what I've heard. Maybe Phil could help us there. Mickey Kearns, the Erie County Clerk, is going to be talking about illegals and driver's licenses and what he's going to do to fight that on the road, 7 o'clock, Mickey Kearns is going to be talking to the 1791 Society. And if you don't know what that's about, they'll be happy to tell you. It is a meeting at the Weber VFW post, 2909 South Park. The Weber VFW post, Mickey's speech starts at 7. And you don't have to be a member of the 1791 Society to show up and hear what Mickey Kearns has to say about illegals and driver's licenses. Meanwhile, here at Gateway in Tonawanda, we're looking forward to A-List taking the stage at 6 o'clock tonight, and Nerds Gone Wild taking to the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. A free concert. They will have beverage and food for sale. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It's been a sausage fest. Here's Mary Jo, though, in Elma on WBEN. Mary Jo, hello.
So, look at it from another perspective. Let's talk about our kids and how once you make that legal, they already just talking about it being legal, they're already all feeling like there's nothing wrong with it then, which you asked earlier about catching your kid. I've caught my son. And yes, I did give him a hard time because it's illegal and I have to give him a hard time. I mean, would I rather he does that than smoke cigarettes? Yes, if he's not going to do it all the time. I remember back when I did it and we drove many times. I think I was more messed up doing that than I was when I drank.
Wait, you smoked weed and got behind the wheel?
Oh, many times when I was younger. Not a good thing. And I picture our kids doing that all the time.
I was with somebody who smoked and then drove, and she told me that she drove better when she was stoned than she did when she wasn't.
Yeah, well, that's because her mind wasn't thinking fast enough to know better.
Yeah. Hold on, Mary Jo, if you can, on WBEN. It's 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We'll have more calls after 5 o'clock right here, so don't you dare go anywhere. Bowerly and Bellavia, David is on extended leave, so he is not with us today. And whenever he gets back, we will be sure to let you know. Of course, you'll know by listening to the radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.